I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You run into their driveway, you dunk a basketball. Now, if you can't dunk, you just shoot a basketball. You make a shot, and then you get back in your car and leave immediately. If you can dunk, you're supposed to dunk on their hoop, you get back in your car and leave immediately. That's it. Very simple.
I'm laying it in, by the way.
There is a video of the brow. Anthony Davis doing this at someone's house. Looks like a really nice neighborhood, maybe not far from his house. But he pulls up, he parks, he takes a sip of an energy drink, he gets out of his house, runs up to someone's driveway, this 6'10" man, dunks very easily on their hoop, by the way.
Sure.
Runs back to his car, looking both ways before he crosses the street, gets back in his car and leaves. It is called, and you can look it up on Twitter, hashtag the drive-by dunk challenge. Actually, Blue Shorts, if you wouldn't mind, could you please come in the studio at this time? And thank you. It's called the Drive-By Dunk Challenge. Danny, I like it. I think it's fun. It's simple. It's easy. It's short. It's sweet. There's no harm done. It's just cool. You get out of your car. You shoot a basket. You get back in your car. You move forward. You hate it.
Yeah, it's dumb. And it'll be proven right after everyone's sick of it in about a month. The other part is, here's all I can think about. Imagine if you were at home. Imagine you're at home. A car stops in front of your place. Somebody gets out, runs towards your home, does something on your basketball hoop,
holding
and then
holding a basketball, by the way.
Sure.
They're not just walking up with something that looks like a weapon. They're holding a basketball, big orange round thing.
Yes.
You can see.
Okay, so what's normal is, I guess, you have a basketball hoop in your home, and somebody just starts playing pickup on your court? Are they calling friends over?
It's not normal. But
it's
with
bizarre
this trend going on,
and terrible.
Okay. Someone gets out of their car at your driveway. Shorts, I just called you and so you'd stand here. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be funny, though.
I was in here.
It would be really funny if I called Shorts in and asked him to come. And then he just stood there the entire time. And at the end of the second, I'm like, dude,
I mean, I'm down.
No. Thanks for being in here.
Bits. I want to get to basically ask you if we could, in the worst neighborhood in D.C., send you to someone's hoop to go dunk on their hoop and then get back in your car.
Yeah.
The only problem with that is that I don't want you to get hurt in any way.
How would I get hurt?
Like if someone's
like,
mad that you're trespassing.
By getting shot at or something?
Exactly.
Yeah, just,
yeah.
It's funny to trespass in people's yards and homes.
Like, that's a new meaning. Like in, I don't know, let's just say Southeast D.C.?
Let's just say that.
Can't dunk.
No, but if you can't dunk, you just shoot or
let's
do a
layup.
Let's
just say Capitol Heights or something like that.
Okay. What if we found you a hoop in like someone's backyard? Like you can see it from the road.
Legitimately trespassing is what we're talking about.
Yeah, start a new challenge called the Breaking and Entering Challenge, where you get into a home and high five, take a selfie in someone's kitchen and then leave. This is so awful.
I wouldn't advocate that. This is just walking under their driveway and shooting on their basketball.
Yeah, this is.
Can there be like some scouting out of this?
Yeah,
like,
maybe
we can actually find a hoop that's maybe in a, I don't know, a cul-de-sac or something.
Is it as fun if it's in a cul-de-sac? Isn't part of the fun the risk that something awkward
what
happens?
What is the fun of this to begin with?
For you or for us?
It's to anybody involved. Let's just say that.
I will say it's zero fun for me. Whatever fun is drive would be Grant, Thom, and Dar. Okay.
Am I alone here? Dar, Thom, do you guys like the drive-by dunk challenge?
Well, I don't understand why Danny's so concerned. It's not like basketball hoops are on your front porch and people are just running up to your door and dunking. They're usually on the street. So what's the worry here?
What are people's intentions? When someone you may not be familiar with this, but when somebody turns around in your driveway, they use your driveway as just a means to go in and then turn, go about face, a K-turn. These few moments where they pull in your driveway is panic. It is sheer. What could this possibly be?
I don't think most people
be?
Panic.
Everyone
would
know about that.
Everyone
does.
Walks down your hallway. Are you concerned every time?
That's a good point. You live in a condo. What driveway are you talking about?
I've had a driveway growing up. Someone pulls on my driveway. What could they possibly be doing? And then when they
they're
leave,
probably
it's fine.
Turning around.
When they finally do turn around, you go, "That's I get
what,
it."
What
now.
If they park and get out to come up to the door to ask you a question?
What could possibly be happening right now? And when somebody gets out of their car, jogs towards your residence, and they're just going to start playing basketball
towards your residence. They're not coming to your front door. They're staying in your driveway.
They have a basketball in their hand. You're forgetting that part.
I'm remembering that part very specifically. The idea that you're just
like, oh, steal your basketball as a kid. Is that what this is all about?
Hold on. Let the adult talk. So the idea that you're just at home and somebody starts jogging towards your residence, which is where this is where the driveway led. Okay, driveways aren't just on the street, quote unquote. They start playing basketball.
Hoops are on the street all the time.
Would you just say, hey, stranger, come on over and play some pickup. Get some free throw work in. Go foul line to foul line a couple times. Work on your left hand, Bradley Beal. Get your game better. Get your game right. I know you're on the pickup scene.
If it was Bradley Beal, I would be psyched.
Nobody does that. No one does that to another person. You don't just start playing pickup basketball on someone's yard.
You're not playing a game. You get out. You shoot one time.
I know what the damn thing is.
You get back in your
car.
What?
You don't know what they're doing. Those moments would be ridiculously terrible.
I'm holding a basketball. There's only a limited number of things they could be doing.
Shorts
playing basketball on my
hand.
Property.
Hey, you guys yelling at each other. Shorts has his hand raised.
Let's just say, hypothetically, if we were to do this, I can't dunk.
Yeah,
so,
would do a layup.
Am I doing a layup?
You're doing a layup.
Or am I jumping off of the car onto the hoop?
Well, what I would actually like you to do
Why don't we bring a trampoline?
I was going to say, he should bring a small trampoline and dunk.
You should do the Harlem Shake. Be about as popular.
But
2 months.
What you should do is just do a layup. Now, there is one hole in my game here, my theory that this is a cool thing, which is the real Guy Lo Ren, and I have thought about this. He says, the dunk challenge is all fun and games until someone shoots you for trespassing. And there's crazy people, probably in Florida, who are just going to shoot someone who's doing this dunk challenge on their driveway.
Yeah, but you won't get shot in D.C. because guns are illegal in D.C.
Well, that's a good point that you brought up. Thom. That's really funny, Short. Thom.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the dunk challenge?
I don't like it. I'm not in Danny's side of things where it's planking and it's the Harlem Shake and it's... I just don't think it's funny. The video that you showed was just a guy that was pretty good at dunking.
Yeah.
I think it would be a lot funnier if it was Shorts, who has no chance of dunking a basketball. It would be better to watch him kind of struggle and panic as he tries to get a ball in the hoop for the 5 minutes it'll take for him to get one layup in, as opposed to Anthony Davis, who's 10 feet tall to begin with a 15-foot wingspan, just dunking in someone's yard.
I think the part, if we're going to do it with Shorts, like him just getting out of his car over at like that park right there by Ryan Zimmerman Field in Southeast.
Uh-huh.
That's not someone's driveway.
That's not interesting.
It's not interesting.
So
we need you to find a driveway that looks a little bit run down with like a bunch of stuff laying everywhere.
All right. Here's what I ask. I ask that people who live in D.C. and know of neighborhoods in D.C. maybe where there might be basketball hoops in a cul-de-sac type of area or that type of situation where it's not specifically on somebody's property, maybe tweet you. And say, here's the address.
The point
and then,
is that it's supposed to be on someone's property.
Here's what I would like. Let me throw this out there. I would like for Shorts to like write up interviews and like do his job and not drive around
I
and do a stupid
interview. I just wrote up an
interview.
It was Grant Sucks at Music.
It was awesome, and I retweeted it because it was great.
By the way.
Did you really write that up? Yeah.
I did. It was three sentences.
Really well done. I want that to happen. Like, if Max Scherzer comes on, write up a story about that. Write about Kirk Cousins. I wanted to do his job and not drive around and trespass.
My job is fluid. This could also be my job.
Yeah, please don't encourage trespass.
His job is to create content for the website.
Right.
This would be doing such.
I like Shorts on Bits. That's my favorite Shorts.
Yeah, I would like Shorts to set up a basketball hoop in Danny's hallway and just continually lay it up right in front of Danny's door.
Well, that's not a bad idea either.
Danny's hallway?
Yeah, in my condo building. So people are always turning around and doing U-turns
in his
driveway.
See, here's my only concern with the actual bit of like going to somebody's house is that whoever's driving, I mean, am I driving or is somebody else driving?
And
are you holding the camera?
Are they going to turn the car around before I do the fake dunk because I fall on my face so that I can immediately jump into the car and drive off quickly?
No, so you drive. You get out of the car. Someone does have to record it, so you need someone in the passenger seat.
Mm.
You leave your car and park with them in the passenger seat. They record you going and doing the dunk or the layup. In this case, the layup. And then you get back in the car and keep driving that same direction.
This reminds me of the same fear that I had when I went to Compton, California, and stumped for Mitt Romney on video.
When did you do that?
Like 4 years ago, whenever Mitt Romney was running for president.
Yeah, I'd say a little over 4 years back.
But the same fear level strikes me in my soul.
Was that a bit for the radio, or was that
it's just a wacky bit on YouTube? No big deal. Everybody does bits, right?
How do I find that?
I just go to YouTube and type in
commits to bits.
Romney goes to Compton.
Okay. Well,
search seldom seen videos.
Yeah, exactly.
I would rather Epstein hold the camera up towards himself do an over-the-shoulder shot of Blue Shorts just typing furiously away with headphones on than this bit. I have so little interest in sending him out to trespass.
What's the nickname we have for Danny? I forget what it was.
Correct.
It's called Not Wearing a Suit Rouye.
Nope, are you slightly worried, Danny?
Oh,
that
yeah,
because
you're not
this...
wearing a suit, Danny. What happened?
This is what we need to be talking about. Rouye.
This is...
Welching on a bet.
Yeah.
Making a welcher.
Oh, making God, a welcher.
It totally is. You guys are the best.
Making a welcher.
You were supposed to wear a
suit.
No,
I was. That's so fun. The insurance claim got processed. I'm going to have a huge payment. So the whole point of that thing, which you were out for, was that if I was going to get this taken care of for free, I needed some punishment. It ain't going to be free. There's a lot of money that's going to change hands between some companies. And your boy is on the back end of it. Now, I screwed up and deserve it, but that's a real-life punishment as opposed to a gimmick.
What happened to the suit?
The insurance claim has been filed. So,
you're not going to wear suits anymore.
So that's the
end of
that.
Even though that was what she wanted you to do for hitting her car.
With the condition, again, if you guys want to do it your way, that's fine. But if you want to hear the information, it's this one. And I'm correct. Everything I'm saying is correct. This entire segment, including this. The condition was, if it's gotten taken care of for free, which we were hoping for because a lot of big talk from a lot of people, that's not the case. It's not free. So the punishment is me paying in increased insurance premiums.
Can I just ask you one question before we go to break?
I prefer that you're not, frankly. Not really entertained by you. You're going to make some joke about my hallway or whatever
else
it is.
I just want to know.
I don't care
you...
what you want to know. I'm actually good on you wanting to know stuff.
Okay.
All
well,
set.
I'm going to ask
Let's
anyway.
Do a video of your question. This is me taking my headphones off. Ask away.
Are you upset that you don't get any compliments anymore
can't
for your suit?
Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Back
I heard
to me.
You. He okay. said, are
oh,
you upset
he?
That you...
headphones are off.
Yeah, but you can
one
still hear me because I'm in the same room
You're
as
right,
you.
I actually can hear you. I put my headphones back on for you, but
you're
not
right,
for
I'm the child.
What if there's nothing
He wanted to
you're
know
wearing.
If you're upset that you didn't get any compliments for your suit today.
Nope. All good. Everything is fine. Very, very content, except for the increased insurance premiums that I'm going to have to pay because I am at fault in an accident.
The nickname I was looking for was No Fun Rouye, by the way. That was the nickname I was looking for.
Windows. Oh, I thought it was Not Wearing a Suit Rouye.
Keep in mind, I'm not fun because I didn't want to go see Ludacris in San Francisco.
Among
That's why I'm not
57,000 fun. 57,000 other things.
I missed the chance to see Fallout Boy live. That was a shame.
Ryan loved, Madsen.
Loved Rory Scovel's new special, by the way.
1:30.
It's really good. Just don't make a joke to him when he comes on with you.
Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.